Among the many thousands of pilgrims who have made the journey to World Youth Day in Rio de Janeiro is a group of young Irish people. Katie O'Toole is a teacher and Bill O'Shaughnessy is a seminarian. Our correspondent, Sean Patrick Lovett, asked them about their impressions of World Youth Day and what they will be telling people back home.
Katie, you're part of the group from Ireland. Your first World Youth Day?
Yes, I haven't been to World Youth Day before, but I've heard all about them throughout the years and I'm really excited to be here now. And
what had you heard?
I'd heard all good things, so I'm surprised it took me this long to get here, to be honest.
And were they all true?
Yes, the atmosphere, the excitement at seeing the Pope arrive, the welcome and the togetherness and the great atmosphere from all the young people from around the world, the excitement of seeing different cultures and hearing different stories and hearing testimonies and wonderful music. It's been a brilliant experience so far.
No bad things?
Nothing apart from the weather.
Now that's hilarious, coming from an Irish woman. I mean,
we thought we'd get a nice bit of sun coming to Rio. We were all prepared with our mosquito repellent and sun cream, but we really should have brought our wellies. But it hasn't put too much of a damper on it. We've survived. We're well used to the wet weather.
And it's looking better from now on.
Yep. Hopefully the Pope has brought the sun with him. It seemed to dry up, and now it's lovely and sunny today.
Now, you're a teacher back in?
I am. I'm a teacher in Dublin in a disadvantaged school in Bluebell. It's a primary school, so I'm teaching young children.
What will you be telling your children about this experience when you go back?
I'm very excited to tell them all about it, not just the religious element, but also to teach them a bit about Brazil and Rio and what we've learnt and seen about perhaps a little of the culture and the language.
What will you be telling them specifically? And one of the most important thing, the first picture you'll show them?
Probably the picture of Copacabana opening ceremony, flags, the background, the scenery. It's hard to convey in a picture the excitement, but as it's a Catholic school, I'm sure they'll be also very excited to hear how close an encounter I've had with the Pope and how we saw him drive right past. And they were asking me about it before I left, so I'm sure they'll be delighted to hear about it when I come back.
Tell me about your experience here in Rio. What are you seeing? What are you experiencing? The best thing that's happened to you thus far?
The best thing that's happened to me so far is literally meeting the different people from different parts of the world. And we all have this, there's a great united spirit in everybody here. Everybody's looking towards the same direction, the same Christ, and it's just so joyful. Everyone is alive, electricity and energy, and it's so hard not to somehow take some of that and bring it home. And everything is so joyful and energetic, and it's an absolute pleasure to be here, and the people are just fantastic. The people of Brazil are so welcoming, and of course the welcoming of other people, other countries is magnificent. I think that's one of the most beautiful aspects of the church, is the universality of the church. And seeing it in its fullness here in World Youth Day is absolutely fantastic. And you cannot but only bring that back in your heart to what you do at home, wherever you go, wherever you come from. And to help that, inject some of that energy and that positivity and that the spirit of the Lord really back into the parishes that are so wanting of it in Ireland. And
you're speaking like a priest already.
Oh, well, sure, I'm on the way, aren't I?
Where did it start? Where did the vocation come from?
Well, it didn't come from my parents or my family, so it's actually a question I've been trying to somewhat articulate myself in recent times. I think my faith originated from my time in school. I was a boarder in a kind of a Catholic school, and throughout the break and lunch times, other people were out doing sports and all that crack, and I often found myself in the chapel saying a few prayers. So I wondered how I got there, why I was doing it, but it was a natural instinct inside me just to pray. And I must say, like, the shrine at Knock in Ireland has played a huge significance in my life. And I'm always grateful for that shrine and for my secondary school time, really. And the priests have been, especially priests, have been so good to me. I've had not a good relationship with priests, and they've helped me so much to give a positive outlook on life and to people.